coach on the teleconference is Penn State's Patrick Chambers. The Nittany Lions will be the number 13 seed in this week's Big Ten tournament. Penn State will open play against Nebraska on Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time in game number one. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing very well. Please start us out with a quick opening statement, then we'll go straight to questions for you.
Yeah, we're looking forward to start a new season. You know, everybody's 0-0. I don't think we've played poorly in the last five games, even though we haven't come out on top. I feel like we've competed. We've gotten better. My team has gotten better from the time we started in game one to the last week. So looking forward to competing again. New slate. Everybody's just got to get ready to compete, get better. And that's what I'm trying to do with this young team.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go to questions, please, Darla.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Christopher Heidelherb, FM Radio in Baltimore.
Hi, Chris Chambers. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Doing great. Let's talk about playing against Nebraska on Wednesday. I know it started the tournament. Did he look different from the last time you guys played him?
You know, and I haven't delved into that film yet. They were on fire last time we played them, and I know they had a week off prior, so they had fresh legs, fresh minds. So I'm sure, you know, Tim will do something similar, you know, to get them prepared and ready to play. We still have a lot to play for. You know, you want to end the season on a high note. So it's really about who wants it more and battle of wills and desire and heart. And for us, hopefully, just a short bus ride down to D.C. and some fans will be there. So hopefully we can flip this thing around.
And do you think you could actually go win four games in a row in 4 days? Is that possible to do?
Syracuse did it. They did, five games, I think, back in the day when I was in the Big East. So anything's possible. I mean, I felt like this year we've competed with everybody top to bottom. Again, I thought our best game, even though we lost, was Purdue. We played hard, tough, and physical. I think Matt would even agree with that. But unfortunately, we got to learn how to win those close games. But I feel very confident going against, you know, if we're lucky enough to get by Nebraska, you know, I feel confident going against anybody. I mean, I see Michigan State, I see Minnesota, and we beat those teams. So, again, these close games this year, hopefully we can flip it with this new season approaching us.
All right. Well, Chris, I hope to see you Wednesday down there.
You got it, buddy. Thanks.
Your next question is from Adam Jardy, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Pat. Apologies because after your game against Ohio State, I couldn't stick around for interviews because of deadlines. So I know it's been a week and a half or so since you hosted them, but just I wonder from that game what that showed you about, I don't know, I guess maybe both teams, and that it was, you know, back and forth, one team building a lead, one team building a lead, two shots in the last 30 seconds. What did that game show you maybe about what your team has and about what Ohio State has?
Our team's got potential, but that's a scary word. We got talent. We got potential. We got good kids, competitive kids, winners that want to keep getting better. And it shows, again, with Thad and a little bit of grit on their end. We went up, they went up, and then it came down to the last possession. And I'm sure in his case, in my case, you know, there's been so many close six to be exact, so many close losses that you hope with our team, especially with the youth that we have, that we learn from these setbacks and that we flip the script, and I think we will. I look at Northwestern, I look at Minnesota in years prior, you know, they didn't win those games. And guess what? They won those games this year for the most part. Minnesota for sure. So hopefully we can learn from those type of games, learn from those end-of-game situations and correct it because it's all fixable, which is positive. And, hopefully bring that into the Big Ten tournament.
And Jaquan Lyle for Ohio State had 17 against you guys. I wonder what it's like preparing for a guard like that with, some physical mismatches that he creates and just his overall game. What is it like preparing for him?
The thing about Lyle is he's shooting the ball better than he's ever shot. So that makes him a little harder to guard because typically we know he likes to get in the paint. He finishes really well at the rim, got a good floater. But now he can shoot three, so that presents a challenge. And he's always played well against us, for sure. Tate is the other guy I would say. You know, he brings so much energy and toughness to that team. And obviously he makes the game-winning shot against us. Those two guys are difficult matchups for sure.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Darla, we've got time for one more question for Coach Chambers, please.
Again, to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, we're all set. We'll see you in D.C. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, pal. See you.